Subsection titled Quick Memory, part of Chapter 10 Memory Features, begins on page 44. Quick Memory. Quick memory is designed for quickly and temporarily saving data without specifying a particular memory channel. Use quick memory to store data that you will not need during future operating sessions. For example, as you tune across the band looking for DX, it is convenient to store stations that you want to contact. You can quickly jump between several different memory channels as you monitor them. This transceiver provides five quick memory channels that can store the following data. We have a table, boxed information, left column, and right column. There is no heading for these two columns, so I'm just going to give you left column, right column, line by line. RX frequency, TX frequency. Mode for RX, mode for TX. RIT slant XIT offset. Microphone gain. Transmit power. Keying speed. Vox delay time, break-in delay time, receive filter bandwidth, and this has a footnote. It says DSP slope control settings are not stored. That's in the left column now. Now associated with that in the right column, Vox on slant off. Speech processor on slant off. Noise blanker on, slant off. Subtone on, slant off. CTCSS on, slant off. 1 megahertz step on, slant off. Fine tuning on, slant off. RIT on, slant off. XIT on, slant off. Subpart titled, Storing into Quick Memory. Each time you store a new frequency, all previously stored frequencies are bumped to their next respective quick memory channel. When all five memory channels contain frequencies, storing one more frequency bumps the contents of memory channel 5 off the stack. The data is lost. This is not a chart that follows, but it's a row, a horizontal printout of the five frequencies, memory 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and it's done three times. There are frequency numbers in each of these racetrack button configurations. I'm just going to read it to you. I don't know how else to describe it, except to say that in the first horizontal listing, the first button, which they call memory 1, is shaded. It's 24.911. Forward dart, 14.235. That's memory 2. Forward dart, 18.111. That's memory 3. Forward dart, 7.082. That's memory 4. Forward dart, 3.545. That's memory 5. Now there's a big arrow pointing down to the second horizontal listing of five buttons. The first button, memory 1, 21.200. The second button is a shaded button, 24.911. That's memory 2. Third button, 14.235. Memory 3. Fourth button, 18.111, that's memory 4. And the fifth button, 7.082, that's memory 5. A large arrow pointing down. The third lineup, the first button, 10.103, that's memory 1. 21.200, that's memory 2. 24.911, that's shaded, memory 3. 14.235 is memory 4. 18.111 is memory 5. You can store data in Quick Memory only when using VFO frequencies for both transmitting and receiving. 1. Select the frequency, mode, etc. 2. Press Quick Memo, that's button M.IN. Point. Each time M.IN is pressed, the current VFO data is written to Quick Memory. Note, when RIT or XIT is on, this on status and the offset also will be stored. This completes the subpart titled Storing into Quick Memory on page 44. Continuing with a subpart titled Recalling Quick Memory is printed on page 45. Recalling Quick Memory. You can recall a quick memory channel only when using VFO frequencies for both transmitting and receiving. 1. Press Quick Memo, that's MR. Now for the listener, I must tell you that the Quick Memo, the MR button, which we haven't talked about very much, is located at the lower right corner of the display readout, perhaps in an inch and a half or so. It's the second button in from the RIT slant XIT knob. It's the MR button. By pressing the Quick Memo MR button, the current memory channel number appears. Point. If there is no data stored in any Quick Memory channel, then this step will not access Quick Memory. 2. Turn the multi-slant CH control to select a Quick Memory channel, parenthesis 1, 2, 5. Point. You cannot change memory channels while transmitting. 3. To exit, press Quick Memo, MR, again. Note, memory channels cannot be changed while using the TF-SET function. Subpart, Temporary Frequency Changes. After recalling a quick memory channel, you can temporarily change the data without overwriting the contents of the channel. You can change the frequency even when you set off in menu number 08. 1. Press Quick Memo, MR. 2. Turn the multi-slant CH control to select a quick memory channel. 1, 2, 5. 3. Change the frequencies and associated data. 4. To store the changed data in Quick Memory, press Quick Memo, M.IN. Point. This action stores the new data in the current channel and bumps the old frequency to the next higher Quick Memory channel. 5. To exit, press Quick Memo, MR, again. Note, memory channel data can also be changed while using the TF-SET function. Subpart, Quick Memory, forward arrow. VFO transfer. This function copies the contents of the memory channel that you recalled to the VFO. 1. Recall a quick memory channel. 2. Press M forward arrow VFO. Note, pressing M forward arrow VFO after temporarily changing the recalled data, copies the new data to the VFO. This concludes the information on subsection Quick Memory, part of Channel 10 Memory Features, on page 45, and also completes Chapter 10.